In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Please be seated. 2018 is a bit of a strange year. This year, Easter will fall on April Fool's Day. And of course, today, this Ash Wednesday, is also Valentine's Day. It's kind of a funny holiday for the Christian church. St. Valentine was probably the most famous saint that we know almost nothing about. We do know a couple things. We know that he was a 3rd century Roman bishop. We don't know much else about him. So little, in fact, that he's not even on the saint's calendar anymore. He sort of got booted to the back end of heaven somewhere about 30 years ago. But Valentine, the name means strong or worthy or powerful. It's the same origin where we get the word valiant. What few stories we do have of his life, one story goes that while under house arrest, the judge who sentenced him had a daughter who was blind. And the judge sent his blind daughter to St. Valentine, who cured the daughter of her blindness. Well, the judge was so moved by this miracle that the judge agreed to be baptized and freed all the Christian prisoners under his watch. Another popular story of St. Valentine is that he illegally performed Christian marriages because Christianity was illegal at the time. Or maybe, there's a little confusion in the story, or maybe it was that he performed marriages of young soldiers so they wouldn't have to go to war, which then created a shortage of available troops. Now, these stories about marriage are how St. Valentine got associated with love and all the things that go along with Valentine's Day. But because of the illegal performing of marriages, Valentine was sentenced to death. First, he was stoned and then beaten with clubs, but was miraculously unharmed. And after that didn't work, he was beheaded in what is today Rome's Piazza Popolo. What stories about the martyrs like this kind of story tell us is not that we should latch on to secular customs that are only obliquely related to a saint's life. Sorry, Hallmark. What they should tell us is that Christianity is a faith which demands much of us. In fact, demands all of us. Christianity is a faith that requires us to empty ourselves, to become instruments of God. Christianity is a faith that calls us to do what is right in God's eyes. And today, we begin the season of Lent. Lent is a season of fasting, of self-examination, of reflection, and of sacrifice. We will start this season by receiving ashes on our forehead. The ashes are what are called a memento mori, a reminder of death. They remind us as we wear them out of the doors. They remind us that life on earth is finite and short. And that we have to use this time that we have to the best of our abilities. And this is why we are called during the season of Lent to look at our lives so closely and where our lives need correction. The prophet Joel tells us, "Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your hearts, not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and relents from punishing." Something I think that we sometimes struggle with understanding is that God is not out to get us. God is not trying to trick us, and God is not waiting for us to fail. But somewhere deep down in our popular culture of Christianity, and I think this gets absorbed into all of us at a level, is that we might think this. We might think that God is waiting for us to mess up. I hear it all the time. I hear people say, well, do you believe in hell, or how do you stay out of hell, or how might somebody in your faith believe you get into heaven? And they completely miss the point of what Christianity is about. It's not about fear and reward. But we spend so much time worrying about heaven and hell, we forget about our life on earth. What God wants from us is not fear. What God wants from us is right relationship. God wants kinship. That's why God has asked us to call God Father, and God calls us children. Because God wants that closeness, that relationship. And there is a caring that God has for us, and that caring that God wants from us. So much so that we are even made in the very likeness of God. And today in the news, we saw another horrific school shooting, another act of gun violence in our society. It is a reminder that we as human beings are also broken. That we are weak and we are fallible. And sometimes we are overcome by the absolute worst kind of temptation. It is our weakness that causes us to stumble and fall, and it makes us hurt one another and ourselves. That's what we have to remember when we talk about repentance and turning toward the Lord. That's the kind of thing that we have to remember as we remember our own brokenness. And so today, when we receive these ashes, let us use it as a time to remember that there is little time. There is little time to apologize and make amends for our wrongdoing and reconcile with one another. There is little time to tell someone else that we care for them and to show our love for our sisters and brothers in Christ. There is little time to grow fully into that full stature of Christ into which we are all called by our baptism. And with this mark, we are reminded that we must go immediately and do these things. Because even if we have 100 years left on this earth, that is still too short of a time. And we must make sure that we are always striving to be right with God. Not because we fear hell or because we want to have some sort of reward in heaven, but because in being right with God, we can be the fullest and most complete that we are created to be. And that means, like those martyrs of ancient times, we must put aside ourselves. We must empty ourselves of ego and pride. We must put aside anger and malice. We must leave the distractions that keep us from living fully with God. We must be witnesses to the good news of God in Jesus Christ. You know, the word martyr, we talk about martyrs. The word martyr doesn't mean somebody who dies. What martyr means, the word is a Greek word martyrius. It means to witness. And so we are called to be like the martyrs of ancient days, in that we are called to witness, to be an example of a Christ-like life. And so when we leave here tonight, let us go out wearing this mark, not as a sign that we are somehow better than others for having this cross of ashes. And we're not just going out as a sign of our grief, of our wrongdoings, or a sign of our wretchedness, but as a sign that we are ever growing in love toward Christ, even to the day of our death. Amen.